Let's get talking with some early morning conversation.
What's happening, people? And once again, welcome back to Breakfast with Kovu here on the Big Bad at Trickstar Radio. We are once again back inside the building for another edition of the Interview Hour, and I'm absolutely buzzing to get into this one today. We're going to be talking to a duo who have really caught my attention over the last few weeks. In particular, they've got a fantastic new single out right now, which we've been supporting here on the show. It's an absolute pleasure to get them on the show. And this is, of course, the Interview Hour. We discuss all of the latest goings on in and around the world of music. We are joined today by Puppy Pound. How are we doing, guys? Are we good?
We're good. How are you doing?
I'm good, man. As always, there's been the typical kind of issues you get with Zoom, not really knowing where we're going, but we are up and running, and I'm very excited to get you in, and it's great to actually get you into the show. It's great to actually get you in to have this sort of discussion. So with you two, obviously, you're a duo. You've been working together for quite a while now. How long exactly have you been building music together for?
Well, professionally, this is the fifth year. So we actually started in 2017. So yeah, professionally, it's like 5 years. You know, because of the love we had for music, that's what like brought us together, and they're just been right there since then.
Interesting. I mean, when you say obviously that love of music being a thing, obviously the sort of styles and sounds you dive into, it definitely feels like there's quite a diverse range of influences from like the pair of you. What were those early influences that kind of pushed you into wanting to make music more than anything else?
Well, for me, it was people like Bonoboy, people like John Bellion. I mean, when you listen to these people, you hear the wisdom in what they're writing from. You hear the lyrical depth. You hear everything they have to give. You know, from the melodies to their creation process, everything is adorable. I mean, that was for me what made me want to make music too. You know?
Yeah, but for me, I don't know. I was really inspired by Justin Bieber and Ed Sheeran when I was like still new to this whole music thing, because I was kind of like an R&B guy, so you know, I was always attracted to people who sing a lot of soulful stuff. But now I feel more of a connection to Afro beats, you know, like Fireboy, Burna Boy and the like. So yeah, I feel like they really have a really big impact in my musical journey, because I always like consider how it would sound if it's like Burna Boy singing this, if it's Fireboy singing this, how would they put this, you know, all those kind of things.
Yeah. I mean, it's such an interesting thing to kind of see, because obviously that's a sound which is taking over the world right now. We're seeing very recently, we've even seen the launch of the US Afrobeats Billboard charts. It must be kind of an exciting time, especially being artists kind of working in and around this field, to kind of see the global love this sound is now getting.
Yes.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
Awesome. I mean, kind of with the pair of you then, a question I love to ask people the first time they come on the show is, obviously, you two have been working together for a while. I want to kind of know that moment with the pair of you where you kind of realized you were onto something. Because obviously people make music often as a hobby. People then kind of want to take it a bit more seriously. And then suddenly something happens and they go, no, actually, we're onto something here. We need to stick with this. What was that moment for you guys?
Well, okay. So funny story. Yeah. We were actually friends before we got signed into the record label.
We
were both in the choir actually. Yeah. So we both had that like passion for music.
Yeah.
And coincidentally, we both auditioned for the same record label, and then we both got selected. So we're supposed to be solo artists, but you know, they saw the synergy we had for each other and how we worked so well with each other. Like, we were feeding off each other's energies and everything, and they were like, okay, why not make these guys
a band?
Yeah, so
you know that's how we kicked off officially.
That's how we kicked off.
Amazing. So you were both working as solo artists and then just so naturally just turned into a duo just like that?
Yeah, pretty much.
Awesome. I mean, it's such a kind of cool story. Again, the reason I love asking that question is because everyone has like a different moment or a different kind of direction that at some point has kind of shaped that sort of thing. So obviously being solo artist first and then moving into kind of a more duo driven situation, like how does a typical studio session work for the pair of you? Like, do you have one person commanding a tune in one way or another, or is it completely in the moment? Like, how does it work at your end? Because it must be quite an interesting one.
Yeah, as you mentioned earlier, he said something about feeding off each other's energy.
Yeah.
That happens a lot. That happens a lot. Because for me, a lot of times when we start working on something new, I sometimes happen to like fall off track with, trying to find what am I writing about exactly? What am I writing about? That's where he comes in, you know? He's always having these crazy ideas that I've learned to tap into over the years, you know, and I'm working with him. It's quite a beautiful process, actually. Yeah. So he's a very creative person.
So the recording session, all our recording sessions actually are just basically like a symbiotic whole thing, especially from the producer as well, because, you know, we also feed off the producer's energy, kind of vibe he's giving off, you know, we receive it, reciprocate it and everything. So it's kind of like, it's always a very jiggy mood, you know.
Say, it sound, you both come across as such energetic guys, man. It feels like it must be quite an infectious environment to be around, obviously.
When you're
in that kind of environment, obviously good sounds come, and you've had some really good stuff released, obviously, over the last couple of years. I want to dive a little bit back into the into the catalogue, obviously, from you guys, back to 2019. Obviously, you had an EP out then. I want to kind of talk to you about the kind of evolution of your sound since then, because obviously the world's gone through a lot of changes. We're all very different people as we were in 2019. Obviously, a lot's gone on around the world. And I'm kind of keen to talk to you both about how that's affected you kind of musically, the directions you take. Would you say your sound switched up at all since then?
Oh, yes.
Yes, it definitely
did.
Definitely.
Yes. I feel like we had enough time to...
The COVID period.
We had enough time to grow and like actually discover ourselves.
Not being in those for a long time, we have enough time to discover new things.
Yeah, and you realize some things. And then, so during that period, we went through changes that like mentally, physically, and everything. Mm-hmm. So because my voice wasn't this. So I feel like that also affected my music, because now I sing way differently than I was singing in 2019. Also sing for him too. So yeah, I feel like we evolved a lot, you know. Mm-hmm. In addition to the exit of Remember, it helped us to, you know, grow and everything.
It's really interesting, man. Again, this is a question I've been asking people ever since I've been back allowed to do interviews again and kind of get the show up and running. I've been asking every single artist this sort of idea of how obviously the world changing has changed your sound. And since then, we have seen a very exciting collaboration land, which I do really want to talk about, because this is one we've been supporting here on the show. It's a tune that's gaining a lot of momentum essentially around the world, which I'm really liking. Obviously, Taken alongside Kenna. Talk to me about how this link up first came together, because Kenna's fantastic as well. You guys, fantastic. How did this link up first happen?
So like we were just in the studio doing our thing, you know, and Kenna just came around to visit with our manager, you know. They just came to visit and she entered the studio, saw what we're up to, and from there, you know, we started feeding up. I'm sure you mentioned that earlier, that it's an energy you could what was the word you used? I want to use this possible word.
He said it's infectious.
Thank you for that. So, you know, it was that same way when she came in, and then she started feeding off our energy, and she was going round and round.
Yeah, like especially that. From the producer.
And the producer was like,
Shout out to Kulabits. An amazing producer.
You know, so he was like, why not, let's make something new.
Yeah, make something.
And then we all started from scratch.
So we started making the beat. Kulabits started making the beat, and then Kenna just started freestyling, and then we were all just, you know, vibing and everything. We just came up with the tune, and, you know,
We came into that.
We started writing. Our producer was doing mixing and everything. So, you know, we just recorded and
a couple of hours. You know, it came together
in a couple of hours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's amazing, man. I mean, the thing is, when you hear kind of bangers for the first time, obviously at my end, when I receive new tunes and when I receive bangers and that I want to play, this was one that fell straight into that category. So to find that it was done in a couple of hours, it's kind of mind-blowing, man, to be honest with you. Like, I feel this is a tune that very much mirrors your kind of energy. Again, that idea of it being infectious, it's a tune that really pulls you in. Like, how has the public response been to this one in regards to kind of people playing it elsewhere and like kind of seeing it on streaming platforms? How has it been your end?
Oh, they absolutely love it. Before you drop a song, there's usually this small voice in your head that goes, "Will people like it?
And
our record label decided to play for a couple of people, and they did that, and they all had positive responses.
Yeah,
we thought, okay, let's put it out there, and we did. People love taking, mm-hmm. and we are happy that happened.
Yeah, we're happy that we could create something that the audience loves.
You know. Amazing, man. Again, it is an absolute banger, and I can't wait to get into it this morning. We are going to give it a spin in a few minutes' time, which I'm really excited to do. But before that, obviously, whilst I've got you here, I wouldn't be doing my job properly if I didn't ask what's on the way for the rest of the year, because obviously this single's been a huge one. I've got a funny feeling you might have something in the tuck for the forthcoming future that's going to land to obviously mirror this energy. What's on the way that you can tell me, guys?
Okay, well, we are actually working on a body of work that we'll be releasing.
It's going to be massive.
Yeah, it's going to be massive.
Definitely.
Releasing in the course of this year. So right now, we're just like writing songs as much as we can, working with producers, recording, and, you know, gathering enough content that we could now like select and put out in the body of work. So we're just, you know, working in the studio for now, basically. That's what we're doing.
So we can't wait for you all to hear.
Yeah, we honestly can't wait for you all to hear.
Guys, yeah. I've got to say, it's been great getting you on the line today. It's been very enjoyable to kind of talk to you in person as well. I can say that the infectiousness that we're hearing on the tunes is very much replicated in person. It's been really good to kind of chat and get a bit of a kind of insight into your energy. Just so people are able to kind of follow what you're doing if they aren't already listening to what you're currently doing. Obviously, we get a lot of different guests on this show, and I love to make sure people can find the people they enjoy who come on. Where is the best place for people to find you online in regards to social media and things like this?
Well, on all social media platforms, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, everything, we are It's Poppy Pound.
ItsPoppyPound.
Yeah, it's and Poppy then Pound. You can find our individual pages on the main page. So just search It's Poppy Pound.
So I have lots of good stuff for you guys.
Yeah,
there.
Trust me.
You know what? I can back it as well. I've been following the page for a few days, and I can definitely back it.
Thank you.
But yeah, guys, thank you for coming on. It's been great getting on the show. I hope you've had a good time, and I've got to say, best of luck for the rest of 2022.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having us.
It's been great, man. It's been great getting both of you on. We are going to jump into the sounds of Taken next. This one, obviously, alongside Kenna. This one is out now, and it's an absolutely huge single. Following on from that, we're going to get into the sounds of the Dub Shack, so do keep it locked and don't go anywhere, people. We're live on Trickstar Radio this morning. This is Breakfast with Kovu's Interview Hour. Let's go.
Brand new here on Trickstar.